mad now.
Where are you when you cry like that?
Don't mess with her. Don't mess with her. Don't mess with her. Don't mess with her. No. No. Tell you said. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. I know it. I know it. We knew it. We knew it. Always. She's always been that way. I'm sorry. She's always been that way. I can't help it. I can't help it. Happy birthday, baby. You know, I cannot help but to think about my children, how much I love them and how much they mean to me and all the good old days and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, she was born in the midst of music, and I was trying to look for some of the music that she loved, but then I found myself looking at the music that she was raised on. And that's what I'm going to do for the next few moments here. And I know you guys know I like me some Motown. And every time Delia reached out, I was there. Her mother was there. We were parents that were there for our children. As a matter of fact, I was telling a friend of mine, I said, and I don't mean any disrespect or anything like that. Hi, Harcourt. How you doing? When Harcourt hears me talking about my daughters, he comes in to get a pat on the head because he says, ain't I your favorite little four-legged little husky here? Oh, yeah, I love you too, but you look like you've been up to some devilment. But, you know, I recall Delia and I recall the music that I played when she grew up. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some of that music and I hope that you guys appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Reach out. I'll be there.
This is some generational music for Delia.
that's what the Four Tops are talking about. Oh, yes. Happy birthday, baby. What does it feel like to be a grown person? Man, to grow up and in those short few years that we have. For those of you that are parents out there, young parents, you're just getting started in life. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about a young man right now. His first child should be born to him any minute. And what I constantly try to do is I try to tell people, you never know what life is going to bring you, but you have to deal with it the best way you can. Those of us that are shut in have to work out of home. Here's one by the Temptations, and I never had to worry about that because I never thought about losing Lucy. You know, that would be crazy. The Temptations, I'm losing you. Listen to this. Grew up with me and Lucy when we lived in the Crenshaw area. That was Santa Rosalia and Hillcrest. And I remember walking to the shopping center on Saturday mornings. Lucy would put some little jackets on the girls, and she had some little fur caps on their head, and she'd brush their hair up. And man, we walked to the shopping center. I left my car in the garage, 4321 South Santa Rosalia Avenue, or Santa Rosalia Drive, I'm not sure. But we had an apartment there. That was the second apartment that Lucy and I was in before we bought this home on Harcourt Avenue. And my goodness, these records were out when my babies were little ones. I'm going to go to another one right now, and I'm going to play cut number four because it took two. It took two parents to raise some children back in the day. Not one, but two. And we were happy about that. Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, it takes two, baby. Listen.
Oh,
gonna make a dream come true. Hey, it takes two. Verse two.
Just takes two. Let me tell you something. No, it just took one, really. Lucy would know that a new movie would be out, you know, and she wanted the girls to see this movie with her. Now, she knew I was going to go to the movie. One of the most memorable moments that I have, Leslie was a little smaller, but Delia was of a good size. Maybe Leslie was old enough to understand this movie that we went to see at the Groman's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. I had never taken my entire family there. As a matter of fact, listen to this. This is the truth, people. I was born and raised right here in Los Angeles. I had been up and down Hollywood Boulevard since I was a teenager. You know, walking, looking at the star's name and all that stuff. But I had never been in the Groman's Chinese Theater. And I believe that the movie that we went to see there was Raiders of the Lost Ark. And you're talking about the first scene in that movie when that big ball rolls out of there, you know, and he goes out in there. And man, that was the most, man. It took the whole family to get through that. I want to play this next number because I think it's one that Delia would really love. It's called When the Hunter Gets Captured by the Game. My daughter is very, very sufficient and proactive when it comes to female rights, right across the board. You can call her a liberal if you want to. She's my baby. She can stay a liberal, die a liberal. I don't give a damn. She's my baby, and I love her. We, over the years, have disagreed on many issues, never to the point where we fell out, got to cussing each other out, except for when I had my open-heart surgery and the doctor gave me a little morphine, and I wanted to cuss him out, that is, the nurse, because I didn't ask for it. But other than that, Delia would like this song because she's the kind of person that would catch the hunter. So listen to this. And enjoy that harmonica.
Ooh.
old world coming to?
What's this old world coming to?
Hey, things just ain't the same. You can say that again. Anytime a hunter gets captured by the game. Ooh, I need a nice bottle of red to celebrate this day.
Motown had a way of making music back in the day that every hit that came out of the Motor City, out of that little blue and white house. Barry Gordy was more than a genius. And wait a minute, he chose, oh man, the voice of Diana Ross. Can you believe me? And the talent that came from the Jackson 5 alone. Listen to me, people. My daughters were born during an age where in the arts, African Americans strive to be their best, do their best, sing their best. Now, a lot of these singers came out of the church because the church was really the only place back in the day that a black person could perform without being judged harshly. That's why my good friends like Nina Simone and Ray Charles and Al Green, and those other nasty blues singers who sung about love and people coercing with one another was so offensive to the Anglo-centric mindset of the black church back in that day. And that's an unfortunate thing because the things that we find in our community to be that which gives us life to work, some of these things that I've been watching on Facebook are absolutely true. Many white people don't know what black people have lived through. Okay, that's enough of my lecture. Let's get back to it. Happy birthday to my daughter. That's right, gosh darn it. Anytime the hunter gets captured by the game. I had a friend of mine. His name was Jimmy Brown. I don't know whether Delia remembers Jimmy Brown, but Jimmy Brown, I really have to commend him because he helped me get the first job that I ever had in my life. He was my neighbor that lived on the corner, and he had a job working down on La Siena Boulevard. And during the summer, they needed summer help, so he said, hey, Junie, do you want to work? And I said, yeah. And Jimmy was staying, that's right, he was staying with his uncle and aunt in their back room, and we were about the same age. And he was from Alabama. He didn't go to school with the rest of the boys. And I'm 18, 19 years old, okay? And so Jimmy asked me to come out there and work with him. And I went out there and I worked for the company. It was called Jim Products. And then they had another auxiliary company called Sherborne Press. It would be good for you to look that up. As a matter of fact, I have at least one book from Sherborne Press that they published, because it was a publishing house, and it was called L.A. My Way, and it was a book that showed all of the Los Angeles freeways. Man, we lived during a beautiful time, because Los Angeles, man, the mega city she is today. That's why I'm so thankful to God that I'm still alive. I love driving my little car downtown, seeing the new apartment complexes. We're looking like Manhattan off of Figueroa Boulevard. I love to see progress. But why did I think about Jimmy Brown? Because of this next number. It's called Jimmy Mac. Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy Mac. When are you coming back? Enjoy. And those Vandellas, huh? Man, I'm telling you. I mean, this is come around the world. Are you ready for a brand new beat? That's what my baby came up under. That's how you see, Lucy and I wasn't cussing and fussing and fighting. Now, look, I know your budgets are tight. I know some of you haven't been to work for a while. Look, I haven't been to work since 2016, I haven't been to work. I don't make out these W-2 forms for what? I have no money coming in. Now, does it look like the old man is freaking? No, because I grew up in a day and age and a time and a time and a time and a time again. When we listened to the music and the music was happy, so we was happy, and we didn't have no time to be coughing up no madness. Now, that was Martha and the Vandellas, but the Four Tops had their favorite, and of course, their dude, so it wasn't Jimmy Mac, it was a woman called...
Oh, yeah. done yet.
Oh man, the voice of the Four Tops, Levi. Wasn't that a magnificent voice? Man, the Four Tops would not be the Four Tops without Levi Stubbs singing that raspy voice of his. I loved it. And you know what? You knew when the Four Tops had a hit. You knew when the Temptations, you knew when Martha and the Vandellas, Mary Wells, you knew when it was a hit the first time we heard it on the radio. We ran out to the record stores because these records were sold on 45 records, those little plastic things, 5-7 inches wide. And they usually had the hit record and a B song on the other side of the record. 45 record players were very popular when I was in junior high and high school. All the kids, we were too poor to ever have one. I got my first 45 record recording when I was 19. My daddy bought me a used one, I believe, and I took full advantage of it. Oh, I took full advantage of it. You know I did. What did I do? I collected the records. A record only costs 95 cents, if that. And then when they had weekend sales, you'd go there and some of the old plastic 45 records, we could buy those for 19 cents. I just gave him 2 dimes. That's how, man. And now to think that all this music, man, you know what? When I think about how it was raising children, ain't no mountain that high that I can't handle it. Ain't no mountain high enough. Marvin Gaye and
Listen, baby,
Tammy Terrell.
Ain't no mountain high.
People ask me all the time, they say, John, how are your daughters doing? How are your daughters doing? How's Delia? I said, Delia's doing great, man. Delia's doing what she always does. She finishes her projects. You know, I call her for the family. She's my little project designer. And Lucy wanted it that way. See, Lucy always, she, that woman, ooh, I miss her. Because if she were here, we would talk about how really gorgeously brilliant both of our daughters are and how strong they are. Ruth Ginsburg would be very proud of both of my daughters. Yes, yes. And I don't want to get on politics because you know how I get, but I hear that they're trying to push to get that thing filled. Ladies, I got this for you. Trump can put his mama, oh yeah, I'm going to say it. Trump can, and I don't hate the man, don't get me wrong, Trump can put his mama on the bench. That is not going to stop the onward progressiveness of anyone that knows and believe God. Uh-huh. Now, how do I know that? Well, that didn't come through natural happenstance. The only way that time, that type comes to you is through the grapevine. So let's go there and enjoy this.
The grapevine.
Night and the Pips. Yeah, Delia, you should have been up dancing by this time. Girl, I needed somebody to dance with. Yeah, I would play that number, Dance With My Father, again, but that's more like the end of life. See, if you know anything about Delia, you know that she gets her joyfulness, her that tip of the iceberg type of disposition from her daddy when he is at his peak loving his life. That's why I chose that picture to put up. Look at Delia's mother. Look at her. Just take a look at the woman and the man who got together and made this beautiful, beautiful woman, Delia Christina Coleman. Ooh. Well, baby, don't cry. It's all good. It's all good. Don't cry. In the Miracles, our second, that emotion. See, I'm talking about, man, back in the day, I'm sorry. And I know my daughter knows all these songs because as they grew up, that is what was played, that was happening out there during that time. Man, the art, the talent, the creativity, the beauty of it all. I thank God in heaven that, man, me and my daughters are still here to see this. Lucy, it's beautiful. Your girls are beautiful. Your grandbabies are beautiful. Life is beautiful. And I know this coronavirus, I know what it's doing to many of you that's listening to me. But what I want you to do is look, if you're a hillbilly up in the mountain in the Hicks, find you some hillbilly music and start playing it. Because you may not like the Motown sound. All right, if you living way back up in the hills of Kentucky, you want some Jim Beam whiskey and some blues. Listen to some B.B. King, Buddy Holly, whatever. But get up out of that depression that you find yourself in and stop acting like this man that's going to sing next. He was so depressed that the fool wanted to change the weather, but that wasn't going to get him out of his dilemma, the temptations. Oh, how I wish it would rain.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. I gotta find another and gone.
her went my future.
Uh-huh.
My life is filled with gloom.
Yes, sir.
So day after day,
what?
I stay locked up in my room.
That's right.
I know to you.
Yeah, may sound
it
strange.
It might sound strange.
But I wish,
but
it, would
I wish
rain.
It would rain.
Temptation said, well, man, when they played that first on the radio, when they played that, that's my dog trying to redeem itself. Don't pay him any attention. Thank you for coming by PJ's website today. Very special day, and I advertised it even on Facebook, so I know a lot of people are going to come back. A lot of you like to listen to my musical hours. Because I have a ball here in the Lucy Coleman studio. It's the middle of the afternoon. My neighbors have walked their dogs down the street. See, that's what it is. Harcourt sees a loose dog, and my neighbors are walking them, and Harcourt is having a fit. And when they walk down and hear me playing my music, and they look in the windows of the Lucy Coleman studio, they say, ooh, the old man is up and at it. Hey, having me some fun here today. Happy birthday, baby. I love you. And don't be embarrassed because I talk about you like that. You are one of the very special loves of my life. And if the old man can't talk about love for his babies, you know, I never put my hand on my daughter to hit her, to hurt her. Never, never did I do. God, I died first. Never would I do that. And I'm so glad that she didn't get mixed up with some crazy lunatic, nitwit, son of a whatever that would cause me to spend the rest of my days behind bars. I'm sorry, but I got to take it there. I love it. You know, I live in the city, and sometimes I feel like I am on cloud nine. I'm going to play that one. That's a favorite of a Motown thing, cloud nine. You may say, John, why you keep listening to that music that seems to evade cheerfulness? Well, because we are living during a time when life itself evades cheerfulness. We need to pray for the families that have lost loved ones to COVID-19. But at the same time, I don't want you to find yourself on cloud nine, because a friend of mine told me about two other drugs out there. And maybe this song will bring it to your remembrance. They call them the Temptations. It's tempting to say that there's another vocal group in the country, white, black, Hispanic, or Asian, that can out-sing these Motown groups. I'm sorry. Now, you know, you got a lot of young fellas. I got one young man, he loves to hear me boast about the music that came up in my day, but he said, John, are you listening to the music that's coming out today? Now, I've got to admit, this young man from New Orleans plays for the Tonight Show is a cut of genius. And I love his music. I love what he does. But these guys are who you learn from. Did you know that most of the artists that sung for Motown music were poor black kids from average families, steel workers, people that worked in civil service, school teachers, and man, you should have seen Detroit back in the day. Now, I know because I saw it. I drove through there after it had started to decay. Lucy and I were married a number of years, and I bought her a brand new Honda Accord. And she asked me, she said, John, can we drive to Chicago as a matter of fact, to see Delia or to Michigan or something. But I said, okay. So we did that. And that's how I saw the city. And we drove from Chicago into Detroit one Saturday afternoon. And there's where we drove by the building that they made this music in. And the homes up and down that street, on the same side of the street as Motown, were nicely kept, very manicured, nice homes. But now when you go through that neighborhood, they're trying to preserve the building, but the neighborhood is falling apart. People have moved away. They have gotten out of Dodge. They don't want to be anywhere around that. So the world has changed, but it doesn't mean that our love for the beautiful music and what it did to us should ever change. I'm thinking now about this next song. I only got time to play one more song, Delia. And I'm going to play one that I think Delia and I can relate to, because we were living our life, but then our lives ended along with Leslie when this took place in our lives. Listen to this. This will be my last number today.
And so sweet, but now it's
goes by so fast. So fast. Wow. The birthday celebration time has come to an end. Delia, your daddy loves you. All of you that are listening to this, I would hope that you would love your children as much as I love mine. The music is just a small testament of what God has done in my life by preserving them. You know, I never had a son with Lucy. I would never say again, only two girls. I would say God's greatest intention was to give me someone that would magnify his heart and his heart's desire. And I'm grateful that I'm able to live long enough to play the music that they were raised with by the dad that played it in their ears when they were so young. God bless you, Delia. You be good now. Thanks, folks. We'll talk to you soon.